Okay, pretty comprehensive. Continues the good run.
Yeah, we're doing okay. Obviously, we had a week off to recharge and get some training in, and yet to come back and play as comprehensive or complete a game as that. Having had a week off is pretty pleasing, and it just keeps the momentum going.
You look to have developed quite a good squad, T20 squad especially. You know, good variety, good power hitters the whole way down.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we came into this tournament believing that we've got batsmen that can play effective T20 cricket with strong skill sets for this type of cricket, and we've got good depth to batting as well, which allows us to be pretty aggressive at the top of the innings. And you know, the bowlers have performed generally pretty well after a couple of sticky games against Afghanistan and Holland.
And Matt Cross, he continues to shine. Really likes Irish conditions, it seems. And
yeah,
you must take a bit of the credit for that.
Well, no, he's worked hard, Crossy. I mean, he's always since he was a kid had really explosive skills for a little guy. Hits the ball incredibly hard for a little guy, and you know, like I say, for the likes of him going in at the top of our T20 innings, he's a really hard guy to bowl to, you know, with only two fielders out, and he hits the ball, as I say, really hard, and he's got us off to some pretty strong starts along with the rest of the top order and in the power plays, which is obviously a big factor in our success so far.
And what's turned it around the last sort of year, 18 months for Scotland?
I think the guys are just playing with a confidence, you know, and just playing with a freedom, and we look to play a really sort of aggressive brand of cricket and impose ourselves on the opposition, and I think, you know, we tried to start that philosophy in the qualifiers back in January last year, and attack the top of the innings in the 50 over stuff, and that suits us coming into T20. You know, the bowlers have worked hard as well to improve their skills and have shown up pretty well in this tournament. Our fielding maybe hasn't actually been as good as it can be, and I think if we string all three facets of the game together, we'll be hard to beat in the final.